Free will, our first step. To truly understand the polar shift is to recognize that, in Commission 2 of Ego's Purpose, free will is completely realigned with divine will, the unified source of all consciousness, God in all its names. There is no distinction between the two. In essence, free will is acquiesced in a consciously acknowledged preference for complete reunion with the divine. What is free will? This quote from the Dhammapada illustrates it beautifully. I have been through many rounds of birth and death, looking in vain for the builder of this body. Heavy indeed is birth and death, again and again and again and again. But now I've seen you, house builder. You shall not build this house again. Its beams are broken. Its dome is shattered. Self-will is extinguished, and nirvana is attained. I remember the moment when I woke up to the meaning free will. In 1990-91, I was graced with a remarkable experience. True to visions I received beginning when I was 10 that clearly foretold this, I temporarily exited the world of human dynamics and entered seclusion, a period of 7.5 months in which I quieted my conditioned mind and I awakened beyond it. Early in this life-shifting process, it was brought directly to my attention that free will is the greatest misnomer in the human language. Let's decode precisely what this means. Free will, from the vantage of virtually every human, translates as something like, I will do what I bloody well please, or no, I won't do that, I'll do it my way, or you can shove it, this is what I'm going to do. Free will, as interpreted and put into action historically throughout human history, has been the taking of license to go against God, to decide based on our limited vantage as earth-based citizens what is best, what is right, what we want. Free will, as exercised by the majority of humans since the dawn of time, has been a decision-making capacity devoid of context. When free will is optioned, it typically does not take into account the larger scope, the totality of all that is, and what choices will benefit the whole. Free will traditionally has meant, this is what I'm doing for me, me, I, not we, us. Either as the humanity inclusive us, the nature inclusive us, or any other inclusive us systems. Free will at its essence has separated the free willer from the whole. It is the root of separation. If this is so, what is the counterpoint to free will? It is what we have strayed from. It is our original state. It is the immersion, the absolute and inextricable union of our free will with divine will. This ultimate union, this coming home of our free will flowing into divine will is an ancient concept, as old as the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita nestled within it, and others of the earliest written records of divine guidance to humankind and predating them. Throughout humanity's history, at previous turning points when we faced our possible demise, a sacred text and a teacher presenting it appeared extolling the prudency and the vital necessity of aligning our free wills with divine will. Divine will is the magnet that suctions us through the eye of the needle, leaving duality behind as we, full of relief, ease into our rediscovery of our original immersion as unity. It is as if we are warriors returning home from the vision quest. Perhaps what is new this time is that we may well be at the final turning point, the point of no going back. Just as all species have endangered points beyond which they cannot return, they cannot rekindle the strength of their kind, we may well be at this tipping point too. The option to heed or to not to heed divinity's eternal knowledge has quite possibly expired. Do heed and live. Don't heed and die. For humanity as a species, as for any other species, to die here means to vanish into extinction. Why would we be exempt? Will, housed energetically in the umbilicus area of our bodies, is our inborn, inbred, inwired connection to God. Precisely aligning our own will with divine will is how we become satellite representations of the Master. It is how we, as mortal humans, reflect in perfect essence God in us, God by all names by which we name a God. It is how we activate our full potential. When we, individually and or collectively as the entire human culture, come into alignment, That is, we align our free wills completely with divine will. We create a perfect reflection of God's grace here on earth. It is the aligning of our individual free wills with divine will that creates a still as glass reflection on water of heaven as earth. Why have we gotten so off track? How does our current human civilization so grossly distort this potential reflection of heaven? The answer is simple. We have increasingly exercised our free will to stray from divinity, rather than to align with it and precisely mirror it. Harmony, plenty, community, serenity, these and multitudinous other attributes we collectively identify with heaven arise as we align our personal will with divine will, as we align our ego with our soul. Yes, it truly is this simple. Our free will is essentially our ego, and its alignment with divine will comes about instinctively and intrinsically through our alignment of our ego with our soul. The polar shift can thus be appreciated as our final surrender of the option to go against God. The polar shift, as it takes place, is the birth-like wonder of peacefully, triumphantly aligning ourselves once and for all with Source, allowing our free will option to begin to be played entirely from its divine will vantage comes into being as we tune ourselves, just like virtuoso instruments, to our intuition. We'll delve into this hands-on in Resensitizing Intuition, our fourth chapter. This, in essence, is allowing God to play us, to play through us, as if God is the musician and we are the instruments. When we exercise our free will and stray from the path of God, we play ourselves. Imagine an orchestra in which each musician focuses on playing their own score. Discord, disharmony, and cacophony ensue as we are all singularly me-focused. This is how we have created the world in which we now live. And so, with this recognition held close to our core, we can now perceive, perhaps for the very first time ever, the precise moment when we began to leave God's path and chart our own. The precise moment of our setting sail on an absolutely never-before-charted trajectory exploring separation and its inherent suffering began the moment free will was introduced and we began to play with it. The polar shift is essentially the course correction, realigning our human, earthly vessel, the ship, with our beacon, the ultimate light of God. Likewise, as we begin to play consciously and intentionally, with reuniting our individual free wills with divine will, we begin to chart for the second time an entirely new trajectory, a course exquisitely unique since the dawn of humans upon this earth. Free will was the most volatile option, the fundamental element of experimentation, as the design team was first designing humans. If we let them chart their own course, where will they go? What will they create? Will they chart a course in tandem with God? Or will they veer away, effectively exploring something entirely new? What might the gains of this discovery be? Free will was utterly unprecedented. Thus, answers to these questions were absolutely unknown. It was never ever dreamed that humans might utilize free will to create an existence that is virtually God devoid. Now, with the advent of Commission 2, this free will element of ego's original design is being shifted. It is the same ego. It is the same essential blueprint for human beings' design, yet ego has a glistening new purpose. This is so monumentally huge. Human civilization has never, even for a split second, existed without free will. This is the beginning of the new experiment. Humans, with their wills aligned completely with God's. In Resensitizing Intuition, Chapter 4, we will reveal precisely and simply how humans' consciousness can fully and completely realign with God's consciousness now.